Okay, we are beginning the third perek of Maseches Chagiga, the last perek in Seder Moed. And really this is a continuation of some of the dinim of Tumen Taira, which we began to see on Daf Yeches Amud Beis. And the Mishnah is going to list 11 chumras, which we find by Kodshim, over and above Inyani Truma. We're going to see 11. We're going to see an opinion in the Gemara of Rabbi Ila, who says really it's only 10, because he puts a couple of them together. Let's see. So, says the Mishnah, Chumra b'kodesh miba truma. A chumra which we have in Kodshim over and above truma is shemat bilim kelim b'sich kelim l'truma avol l'kodesh. So when it comes to being maspil kelim, so we are allowed to be matzal one keli inside of another keli if it's going to be used for truma, but not with regards to kodesh. Rashi says, "Chaima v'kodesh mivu truma shemat binim kli b'zich kli sheshneihem tmeihem tmeihem." Both of them are tmeihem. Avaleli kodesh, and we'll see exactly the difference. So that's going to be case number one. Number two, achirayin the teich uveis hatzvita. So we look at different sections of a keli, the outside of it, the backside, the inside, and the base hatzvita, which is the place where it's gripped. So we look at them as if they are individual kelim. That is with regards to truma, as opposed to bekodesh. What does that mean? Rashi says, achirayim b'teichu base hatzvita l'truma. Kli haroy l'shtamish b'seichay u'me'achayrov u'beis tzvitasi kol tashmish v'tashmish d'bay chashiv kli b'vnei atzmai l'inyin truma. So being that you have these sections, each section is roy to be nishtamish, you can use it by itself, so therefore if part of it became tamei, so then we would say, if one section became Tomei, we're not going to say that the rest of it became Tomei also. We look at it as if it's three separate Kalim, and therefore only piece number one became Tomei. Now Rashi adds an important thing, but this is referring to a case when it became Tomei with the Tumah Derabbanan. That is case number two. Case number three, Hanesis and Midras. Nesis Atruma. So someone who is, let's say, carrying the shoe of a Zava, your leathers and so on. He's carrying the midras of a Zav. Nesis a midras. The din is Nesis Atruma. He's allowed to carry Truma. Rashi says, what are we discussing over here? Nesis a midras minashal Zav, Nesis Atruma Bechavis, which the Bach adds in important. The chavishal cheres she'ena negeya ba'avira. So there is a chavis, there is a truma inside. You're not touching the inside. We know that kli cheres is not mekabel tuma on the outside, but rather only on the inside. So if someone who's carrying the midras of azov, he is able to be nesis a truma, which is inside a kli cheres, but we would not allow him to be nice as HaKodesh. What is the fourth difference? This is something which we saw in the previous sugya. Big day Eichli Truma, Midras HaKodesh. The Begadim of Eichli Truma are considered to be Tumas Midras vis-a-vis those people who are eating and handling Kodshim. Leike Midas HaKodesh, Midas HaTruma. Shebekodesh matzer umenagev umatzbil miyachetach kosher ubetruma kosher v'achetach matzbil. So we'll see in a minute what we do with the words of leikimi the sakodesh mi the satruma. I mean, the whole mission is discussing chaymer b'kodesh mi betruma. We're discussing the 11 differences between kodesh and truma. Why does it need to say leikimi the sakodesh mi the satruma? But what does it say? Shebekodesh matir umenagev umatzbo. When it comes to kodesh, so first, if you have to be matzbo something, so you have to untie it. Untie any knots, and you dry it, and then you're matzbo it. and then you tie it back up again. Whereas when it comes to truma, kosher, v'achakach matzo, you're able to first tie it, and you can be tevel it even though it's already tied up. Teza says, in this short Teza is legging me the satshuma, me the sakodesh, lafi, shemafash, behar beidin, and beineim, nakit hailishna. Which, the chor Teza means to say that the first din in the Mishnah, the first chaymer vakodesh mi betruma, had to do with something to do with chatzitza, lachayra. And then we had the second, the third, and the fourth, which didn't have to do with chatzitza. So now, when the fifth one goes back to chatzitza, we say like midas hakodesh, midas hatshuma, because we were mafsik with three other dinim. What's the sixth chaymer? Kelim hanigmarim b'tahara tzrichim tefila kodesh avalei l'truma. So if you have a keli which was completed in a state of tahara, it needs tefila, where before you begin to use it, avalei l'truma. So even though what Rashi says, Kedem HaNigmar B'Tahara, Sheniz HaRbehen, Mishabo Samach L'Gamran, Sheru'uyin L'Kabal Tuma, nevertheless, Tzrichim Tefila L'Kodesh, we'll have to see why. Why do you need to be Tevelet again? You were careful, you were mindful to ensure that it didn't become Tummy. Nevertheless, you're going to use it for Kodesh, be Tevelet again. Number 7, HaKli Mitzarev Mash V'Sich L'Kodesh Avalei L'Truma. There's a concept of tziruf kli, that the kli joins everything inside it. Rashi says a kli mitzarev mash b'seichay oichlin chatiches harbei b'kli echad v'naga tamei b'echad mehen. So something tamei touches one of the pieces of food inside a kli mitzarfun liyes kulan chaticha achas. The kli is mitzarev to be treated as if it's one big chaticha, and therefore everything becomes tamei. That was said specifically to Inyan HaKodesh, but not for Truma.
Is that
I'm
sorry?
Well, we're mafmir by Kodesh to say that everything is considered to be like one piece, but by Truma it's considered to be like several. So therefore, if, let's say, a Rishon touches a bit of food, that's a Sheni. Maybe it can make a Shlishi, depending on what's inside, but unless it's Kodesh, it can't make a Ravi, can't make a Chamishi, I can't make a Shishi. So if you look at it as if it's all one, then it's going to be that much easier to spread to the Tuma. So therefore, we're Machmet to treat it like one, Legabi Kodesh, not Legabi Tuma. Now the eighth Chaymer is Ravi Bakodesh, Pasal Vashlishi Batuma. We know there's a concept of a Ravi Bakodesh, whereas there's a Shlishi. Only a Shlishi by Truma, and we're going to see later on on Daf Chavdalad an interesting machlokes Rishonim as to this concept that there's a musig of a Ravi Bakodesh. Is that a din d'oraisa, or is that a din d'rabbanan? We'll have to see. What is the ninth difference? Ubachumem nitmez achz miyadav chaver tetahara. If one hand of a person became tummy, and we're discussing someone who's handling truma, so the other hand is tahar. Bakodesh matbol shtein, you have to be matbol both. Shayad mitami es chaver to bakodesh avalei betruma. Rashi says four lines on the bottom. Im nitzmis aches miyadav betruma derabanan. Sheina mitami ela yadayim avalei seguf. So it's a tuma kal, it's a tuma derabanan. It's mitami one hand, it's not mitami the other hand by truma. Only by Kodesh. Number 10. Eichlin neguvim b'yodayim misu aves b'truma. Avalei b'Kodesh. The case is a person is eating truma. How did it get into his mouth? He didn't touch it because his hands are tummy. So I don't know, he used the fork or someone put it in his mouth. And now he is allowed to eat and to handle eichlin neguvim, dry food, even though his hands are tummy. And that's now going to mix with the truma in his mouth. That's okay. Avalei b'Kodesh. But if he's eating Kodesh, we won't allow him to do so. If you look at the second last Rashi, b'yadayim misu'avis, shniyos, the truma. We know that the one's hands, if they are tamei, or even stam yadayim, are considered to be shniyos, legabi truma, tekev and lehuchshara, le'nifsla. Being that the item which you're eating is dry, So it's not Mokshel Kabel Tuma, it doesn't become Tame, and therefore it's not able to be Metame the Truma. But nevertheless, we only allow you to do this when it comes to if you have Truma in your mouth, not if you have Kodesh in your mouth. And finally, number 11 is Ha'oinen Omochusa Kippurim Tzrichem Tfilah LeKodesh Avalei LeTruma. Take a look at Rashi over here. Oinen Shalei Nitman B'meis. We're not speaking about someone who's Tame Meis. We're just speaking about someone who's in a state of Aninus. Someone who's in a state of aninus is not allowed to eat kachim. Or Machusa Kippurim, Rashi says, again, Zav, Shetav Aliyim, Shvil Espira. So he went to the Mikmanim Zion. There, Shimshoi, the sun is set. Ula Machras, who Karui Machusa Kippurim, he needs to bring his carbon. Shadayin Gemara Tara, say Tzluya Bakarbonai. So if this Machusa Kippurim, I'm sorry, so he's a Mechusa Kippurim, he needs to go ahead now and just bring his carbon on day number 8. So it's Tzrichim Tefillah, he needs to go to the mikvah again. He went to the mikvah on day 7, he just needs to bring his carbon now, and that's really the gemar of his Tahara. But if you want to eat Kodesh, you need to go to the mikvah again. No, and then he needs to go to the mikvah again. This sizable Tosfos discusses once the Oinen and the Mechusa Kippurim go to the mikvah, do they now require Hair of Shemesh again? Or no, it's just enough to go to the mikvah. I'll go on. Those are the 11 Chumras which you mentioned, which we have of Kodesh over and above Truma. Tezis, in the first Tezis in the Parak, Tezis asks Akash and says, Yud Aleph, he says, Yud Aleph Miles Chashiv L'Rava, as we mentioned, the Lord Ela, it's only going to be Yud Miles. V'ayakosha L'Harav Rebel Chanan. Listen, Yahid Aleph, Neitlim Liyadayim L'Chulin Ula Truma. Ula Kodesh Matbilin. So there's another Chumah which we find of Kodshim above and beyond. Truma, over and above Truma, which is, you need to be matbil the yadayim. You can't just do a netilas yadayim. Or what about tovo v'chzik l'truma l'chzik l'kodesh, which is another thing. If a person went to the mikvah, they had in mind that they're going to the mikvah for the sake of achilas truma, it doesn't help them for achilas kodesh. So why don't we mention these two milas also? Near l'meiri, t'leikah chashiv masnisen elaheich de'ika drora de'tuma k'tzas. Zafilu bibas raisenami. Avalhach leka klal drorid tuma. So we're only mentioning things where there is some type of a drora of tuma. There's some type of a concern, some type of a chashash of potential tuma. But the fact that you just have to be machmir when you're neutral, when you cleanse your hands, that the way you do it, one time is with netila, one time is with tvila, and so on. There's no concern of Tuma per se, it's just it was a higher standard, a higher level which required. But the cases in the Mishnah is where there's actually some type of a concern. There's some type of a concern that might jeopardize the Tahara, and it's about those types of things that we're mentioning the Chumras in the Mishnah. Okay? Good. So what was the first Chumra b'Kodesh mi'b'Truma Shemat Bilim Kelim B'Sich Kelim L'Truma Avalei L'Kodesh? We said you're allowed to be matzah one keli in another keli. When it comes to Achilas Truma, it's going to have Truma inside it, but not with regards to Kodesh. Says the Gemara b'Kodesh, my time Allah, Amr b'Ila, as we mentioned, we're going to see machlokes between Rabbi Ila and Rava. So Am Rabbi Ila, what's the pshat? Why are we concerned if you have one keli inside another keli? Because the heaviness, the weight of the inner keli, it's going to weigh down on the outer keli. The inner keli is heavy, and it's going to weigh down on the outer one. And therefore, there's going to be a chatzitza between the bottom of the inner keli and the mikvah. Rashi says, "Shekvedish shel keli chaitzitz, kvedish shel kli apnimi, hamachped al achitzin, shemunach mizir chaitzitz bifnei hamayim, ve'ein tvila oila leilaze ve'leilaze." Or the command parech yachi afilu truminami. If There's a real concern of chatzitza over here, so why would we allow you to do this with regards to truma consideration? Surely we should ask it, shasri even by chulin. We should always ask it. So al kolpanim, we'll have to see. And that is the way Ula explains the first chumrah. Frag the Gemara on second, v'ha'am midiseitu mishim chatzitza. But we have a case in the Hemshech of the Mishnah, which clearly the concern it has to do with inyani chatzitza. So reish shalom mishim chatzitza. Duktani seifa. We said, now this was the fifth case. Duktani seifa, olegi midas ha-kedesh midas ha-tshumar, shibakodesh, matur man gave a matpil. When it comes to being matpil something, first you need to untie it and dry it, and then you matpil it. And then you subsequently retie it. Uber truma, but when it comes to truma, it is sufficient. You're allowed to have it tied up. So clearly there the concern is one of chatzitza. And we're saying that is the chumma b'kodesh mi b'truma. Rashi says, v'hamid ha-seifa d'mayla acharita, the hush of the seifa, happy time mishim chatzitza. Doesn't that imply that reish shalav mishim chatzitza? The time of the tavayim mishim chatzitza, v'lashmin and the gabi kodesh called the dami l'chatzitza poisel bay, v'b'truma l'pasla ala chatzitza gemur d'iraisa l'sneh chadiminaya. Well, I mean, why give me two examples of a case where there's a potential chatzitza? So, asks the Rakash and Rabila, why are you explaining case number one, chimer b'kodesh mi'b'truma shmat b'rim kerem sech telem b'truma v'lei b'kodesh, that it has to do with inyani chatzitza? Surely it's not because of chatzitza, because case number five has to do with chatzitza. So the Gemara says, says Rabila, no, really both of them have to do with chatzitza. And we're going to see in a minute that Rabila is going to say, you're right, I'm not going to reckon it as two separate chumras to say that there's 11 in the Mishnah. I'm going to treat it, I'm going to say there's only 10 milus, because you're right, both of them is the same thing. Why do the Mishnah need to say both? I'll tell you why. Both of them are necessary. The Ashmin and Reisha. If you just tell me the first case of the Reisha of being Matbil, Kalim, Besich, Kalim, the Ashmin and Reisha have a Mina, Hainu, Taimo, the Lekodesh, Loi. What's the reason why we're concerned when it comes to Kodshim, Mishum, Kivedei, Shalkli, the Ika? Because there's a real concern. The inner Kli is heavy, it's going to weigh down on the bottom Kli, and it's going to cause a Chatzitza for both Kalim. Mishum, Kivedei, Shalkli, the Ika. Avul Seifa, where we're discussing untying something. It's a soft material. It's just tied up. Avul Seifa, to like a kvedish or kli, ebel kvedish nami, le'avi chatzitza. So maybe I would say, there's no inyan of kvedis over here. Soft material, maybe that's not a chatzitza. The Ashmin and Seifa, and were you to tell me the din of the Seifa, that you must untie the material from the knot. You have to undo the knot. Yes, we can say for having been a high time by Dula Kodesh Loi. Why by Kodesh is it not a problem? High time by Dula Kodesh Loi Mishkom. The Kitra Bamaya Aduke Mahadik. Because when something is tied up and then it becomes wet, then that makes it very difficult. It makes it very tight. Rashi says, Aduke Mahadik Vikaravuli is Chaitzitz. That potentially is more of a Chatzitza. Have a reisha, but in the case of the reisha, where there's no knots over here, it's just two kalim, one on top of the other. Have a reisha, demaya, akfuye, makfile, lemona, lehavi chatzitza. Rashi says, akfuye, makfile, lemoni, matzifais, magbiosis, maybe, you know, one floats in the other. We're going to see in a minute. Obviously, it would depend on how heavy one is. But the point is, we would say maybe it's only when there's a question of a knot, and a knot, if you have a knot in the water, that makes it very, very tight. Maybe that's going to be a real chatzitza. But if you have one keli on top of another keli, maybe le'yad chatzitza, and therefore tzricha. One more line. Reb Ila letameid, Amreb Ila, Amreb Chanina bar Papa, Esther Miles, Shanukan. There's only 10 Miles. We'll just see. Chameish, Rishenis, Bein Lekodesh, Bein Lecholin, Shnas, Alteras HaKodesh. And he says the first five apply not only to Kodesh, but they apply even to Chulin Shnas Al Taras HaKodesh. like we discussed yesterday. I mean, how do we treat Chulun Jnas on Taras HaKodesh? Remember we saw a Machlekes, who was at Rav Mari, who said Chulun Jnas on Taras HaKodesh is Kekodesh. We tried to bring a Raya. In the end, he brought a Raya from the Sefer of the Mishnah, from Yechon ben Gudgada, and so on. The Rama doesn't pass in that way. Rava does. Al Kapanim says, there's only 10 milas. The first 5 apply not only to Kodesh, but Bein Lechon Shnas Al Taras HaKodesh. Achronis, whereas the last 5, La Kodesh, Avaloi Lechon Shnas Al Taras HaKodesh. Why are we more makel in the second 5 than the first 5? Because the first 5, my time is as Gemara Chamish, Kamai said, the Islihu Dorora Detuma Midyaraisa. The first 5 which have some type of an aspect, the Chashash of Tuma Midyaraisa, Gazir Be Rabbanan, Bein Lekodesh, Bein Lechon Shnasu, Al Taras HaKodesh. And therefore Chazal made a Gzeira about both Kodesh and Chulun Shnasu, Al Taras HaKodesh. Whereas Basraisa, the final 5, the Leslihu Dorora Detuma Midyaraisa, they have, there's no concern of a potential tumor midiraisa. Gazru bi rabbanan lekodesh, lecholash nasal teras hakodesh, loy gazru bi rabbanan. Full stop. So let's just first summarize what we've said. See Rashi and mention a couple of points over here. So again, we wanted to know. We started this figure by saying, what is pshat in the first chaimer b'kodesh? Amatpin and kelim b'sechil mitzuma v'le lekodesh. Rav Ila said the concern over here is kvedish al kli. And it's a concern of chatzitza. Frag the Gemara, but case 5 is chatzitza. Surely case number 1 is not chatzitza. He said both of them are chatzitza, and there's really only 10 milas, not 11 milas. And I needed to say both, because had you said the first case, I would say it's a chashash of chatzitza because of the weight. It's going to cause a chatzitza. The case 5, where it's soft material, maybe there's no chatzitza. If you tell me case 5, I would say maybe there's more of a chatzitza because it's a knot, which is tied together with water, maybe that causes a chatzitza. Whereas if it's just one on top of the other, maybe that's not considered to be a chatzitza. And we see that that is Reb Ila Latamei, because he said b'shem Reb Chanina bar Papa that there's only 10 milas. It's only 10 milas, so 1 and 5 is really the same type of mila. And in that statement, he said the first 5 milas apply not only to, it's not just a chaymer b'kodesh mi b'truma, it's a chaymer in Chulin Shnas Al Taras HaKodesh also mi betruma. So the first 5 milas they applied even to Chulin Shnas Al Taras HaKodesh, the second 5 only to Kodesh. Why were they more marked with the first 5 milas? Because there's a drora of a Tuma D'Oraisa, so there's some type of concern aspect of potential Tuma D'Oraisa, whereas the second 5 don't have that. Let's just first see one Rashi over here. Rashi says, let's see, 2 Rashis. Rashi, 5 lines down. Bein lechon shnas al teras hakodesh af hein nit alu yoisim in atruma b'mailas halalo. They also are elevated above truma in these milas. Why? What's special about the first 5 milas? Dorora de tuma d'oraisa, because there's some type of a concern of tuma d'oraisa. Chashash tuma d'oraisa. That's the Rashi is explaining the word dorora. Meaning, kli b'seich kli ike chatzitza tuma d'oraisa. So if there is, it really is a chatzitza, then there's going to be a real concern of tuma d'oraisa. That was case number 1. Case number 2, remember we said, was you have an item made of several parts, and each part is a standalone, has a standalone use. There's the acharayim, there's the toich, there is the grip of the kli, acharayim, the toich, apogav, the bekelim, shenitzmu, acherav, the mashkin, the tumah, the rabbanan, he askinan. So even though we're only in our sugya discussing that it was nitzma with the tumah, the rabbanan, and that's the reason why we can afford to be makel and say, if you've got a keli made of several components, and being that each of the 3 components in this case has an independent standalone usage, we're going to say if one component, one piece, became tamei, the other piece is not tamei, and therefore it would have to be like nachis dargo, a rishon touched the tasheni, wouldn't go further, and so on. So even though we're only discussing a tumah d'rabbanan, miu ha'amar rabbanan mashkin mitam and kli mishim gzeira d'mashke zav v'zavahu. The reason why we made a gzeira in this case is ultimately up to a case of mashka zava zava. I mean, usually liquids, very often liquids, the type of tumah of a liquid being metame kelim, is only going to be the rabbanim. What's the reason why they made gzeira? Because there are a few types of liquids which have the ability to be metame even diraisa. What are those? The mashka of a zav and a zava, kagoyin rukai, umemi raglav, the saliva, the meraglayim, vahani metame kli midiraisa. And those would be mitama midiraisa ubituma diraisa ein chiluk bekli shetev bein achirayim l'teichai. Meaning, when it comes to regular metal kalim, if you have a kalim which is made up of three components, once component number one becomes tummy, the whole thing becomes tummy. We're not mechalik if it's a tuma diraisa. Shebechol makim shetuma negas by nitma kulay. So, Enochanami, in this particular case, when we're discussing it was nitma by a tumah d'rabbanan, by a mashka d'rabbanan, that we can afford to make the chilik between kachim and truma, but lemaisa, there is a drora of a tumah d'raisa. What about case number three? Case number three was, if someone is carrying midras azov, he's carrying, let's say, the sandal of azov, so we said, in his other hand, he's allowed to carry a kli cheres with truma inside. That he's allowed to do. But he can't carry Kli Cheres with Kodesh inside. So, what's that? Nesis Hamidras Nami Chashash Tuma Diraisi. That is also a potential Chashash of a Tuma Diraisa. Kidim Varsh Begimara Maisa Haya Shinofla Ritsuas Asandal La'avir Chavis. The Gemara is going to tell us a story that one time there was a strap of the sandal which actually entered the airspace of the Chavis. Ah, it entered the airspace of the Chavis. Now remember, we said Kli Cheres is Nitma Me'aviroi. It's not Nitma Me'gavoi. But that's the reason why if I'm carrying the sandal of Azov in one hand and I carry a Kli Cheres with Trume in the other hand, it's fine. Because what's the concern? It's going to touch. Even if it touches the side, it's not Nitma Me gabov, it's only nitzma from the inside. But being there was a maise shahaya, that the strap of the sandal went inside, and that's the reason why we're concerned. So there is potential for tuma diraisa. That was case number three, there is a potential for diraisa. Big day eichli truma midras lakaydish. Well, surely that's just the dinzer abana. We said no. Shemi yashva lein ishte nida. That's a chashash diraisa, chashash tuma diraisi. And the fifth case, kelim anigmarim, kelim anigmarim, which really this is going to be the sixth case, but we're saying according to Rabbi Ila, he puts case one and case five together, so case six, which was kelim anigmarim. We said that even though you completed the keli in a state of tahara, there's a requirement of a tevila if it's going to be used for Kodesh. The concern is that as you are finishing off the keli, maybe when the keli was being finished, it was done in close proximity of an Am Haaretz, and maybe the Am Haaretz was a Zav, and maybe it's going to be Metam of the keli. So the point is that those, that the first 5/6, there is a Chashash D'Araisa, there's a Dror D'Araisa. Hence, we said, not only by Kodesh, but even Mechulin Shnas Altar Kodesh. Whereas, the final five cases, there is no concern of a Tumah D'Araisa, and therefore they limited the Chumrah to Kodshim Amish, as opposed to Chulin Shnas Altar Kodesh. That is a very interesting discussion over here. You're telling me what the last five cases, we're not discussing D'Araisas? Is that so? We said over here, one of the things we said was that Haraviyah B'Kodesh, Pasul, V'Ashleishi B'Trumah. There's a Musig of a Ravi when it comes to Kodesh, and there's only a Shlishi when it comes to Trumah, like we mentioned. By Kuchulin, it stops by a Sheni. By Trumah, it extends to a Shlishi. By Ravi, it extends to a Ravi. Now, is that only a Din D'Rabbanan? That is seemingly what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying it's only the first five, which according to our mission is really six, where there's a concern of a potential tumah d'oraisa, that they extended the gzeira of chaymer v'kodesh to chaymer b'chulin shnas al teres hakodesh also. But by the last five, we're not discussing d'oraisas. Oh, really? What? The musig of Ravi Bakidish is only derabbanan? Is that so? So we have a machlokes on Rashi Tezis and the Chavdalad and Aleph. Rashi and the Chavdalad mentions that when it comes to the musig of Ravi Bakidish, it is not the Raisa. Tezis over there disagrees with Rashi. Tezis says it is the Raisa, and there are other Rishenim. Lakan, and this machlekes. There are rishonim l'mashal. So let's say like this. According to Rashi, it's very good. According to Rashi, it says that Ravi Bakodesh is only derabbanan. It's very good. That's what our Gemara says. It's an afanei Gemara. According to Tosfos and the others who say that no, Ravi Bakodesh is deraisa, but the Gemara over here says that the last five, it's only derabbanans. So how can you say Ravi Bakodesh is only, how can you say it's the Araisa? So the Meiri says that maybe the reason why the Gemara says the last five, the less lidrar the tumah d'oraisa, is because Ravi Bakodesh is learned from a Kal V'chomer. So even though you're right, Kal V'chomer is the Araisa, as we know, Kal V'chomer is the Araisa, but because it's not explicit, it's not mafurish bakra, so that's why we say the last be dirara diraisa. It's not chashash of diraisa. It is lamaisa a diraisa, but it's not mafurish bakra. It's only a kal v'chomer, and that's the reason why the Gemara uses this lashon to say that there's no dirara diraisa. Fine. Al kopanim. What have we said so far? We've said that chomer bekodesh mebetshumah shmatvin and kelim asich kelim. The truma, not legabi, are not legabi kodesh. So let's just mention an interesting shaila. We have like this. We mentioned that in our case number one and case number five, according to Rabbi Ila, is all because of chatzitza, and we explain the tshichusa of the two. And we said in case number five, matzir menagiv. Matzpil, you have to untie everything because of the concern of chatzitza. We have like this. Let's say you have a large keli. You have a large keli and it's made of several components, like let's say a mita. So, number one, the din is when you are matzpil it to be matar it, you have to be matzpil it ke'achas. Very important, very well known. There's a difference between tefillah and hagalah, in that when it comes to tefillah, you need to be matzpil the item in its entirety. All of it needs to be submerged, enveloped in the mikvah bevasachas. When it comes to hagalah, that you're coming to expel bliyos, which are trapped inside the keli, you don't need to do hagalah bevasachas. So let's say you've got a pot which you want to use to kasher, and you have an even larger item which isn't able to fit into your kashering pot. So you're able to do one side and then turn it over and do the other side. And that's okay. And we don't say, when you kind of do agala to the bottom section, all of the bliyas kind of go up to the top section, and then when you turn it up into the bottom section, they go up and they stay in the top section. We don't say that. You're able to do agala bit by bit. Bit by bit, that's what you can do. And there's a discussion. Let's say you have a keli which is just so big, it won't fit in any keli, even partially. What are you supposed to do to that? And then those types of situations, sometimes we speak about filling up that entire keli and perhaps surrounding the rim with a bit of dough or something, and then boiling it up so that it goes and it kind of spills over the entire thing. Balkabonim, when it comes to tevila, just like by tevilas adam, tevilas nida, obviously we know the woman needs to be totally enveloped within the mikvah, even her hair, and so on. So there is an interesting tshuva of the Minchas Yitzchak. He was asked about a meat grinder, which is a very large meat grinder, and they weren't able to fit it into the mikvah at once. So the question was, can you break it up into several pieces and do tefillah bit by bit. Here the case is you bought it from a non-Jew, so this is a requirement of tefillah. If it's tefillah, so then you have to be tefillah, it's bevasachas, the whole thing together. Are you allowed to break it up into small pieces and so on, and do so? So the Minchas Yitzchak says that lechatchila bevadai nehanachon lahatpel hakli b'shleimusoy. When you do tefillas kelim, you're supposed to be matpelit as it is an entire keli. That's what you're supposed to do. That is halacha when it comes to tefillah. And you don't need to worry. It's made up of segments and components. And therefore, if there's a piece which locks them together, so maybe that's considered to be a chatzitza between component number one and component number two. He says, to the extent that that's the way that you use the keli, that's not considered to be a chatzitza. That's just the normal way it happens to be. Maybe for the sake of packaging or whatever, that's the way it comes. It needs to be assembled. But he says the best thing to do is, if you can, you should be matbalit as one. There's no concern of chatzitz and so on. He says, if you're matbalit leprokim, there would be mokim to dan, and to say that being that the tsuris akli is kishu shalem im matbilin esei kishu mafurik, perhaps it's not good. He quotes a Rambam who says, it is okay to do it when it's mafurik. It is okay if you do it when it's mafurik. But he says an interesting thing. He says you have a choice. You can either do tevila on the entire keli together, or you break it up into individual components. But you cannot break it up into, let's say, just three pieces. Let's say it's made up of 15 pieces. So you can either assemble the whole thing, ideally, and dunk the whole thing together. That's the best thing to do. But if you say, I can't fit this in the, you know, the Kalim Mikvah, in Hendon Adas, in Rukhunas, but I'll just break it into two pieces, and then I will submerge it. So that you shouldn't do. Either, because that's, it's nishtah nishtah hair. I mean, it's not, that's not the full keli, and you're not doing every single piece individually. So he says, either you do the whole thing together, and you don't have to worry about chatzitza, and if you are going to go ahead and break it up, then you need to break it up into lots of, into individual components. That's what he says. That is one interesting tshuva. Another interesting point, which the Mefarshim speak about is, so we said in Rabbi Ila, that what is the reason why we are concerned in case number one? Why do we say that when it comes to tzvila, the tzvila's kelim, we said that kvedei shel keli chaitzitz. The concern is the inner keli is heavy, it's going to sink, it's going to hit the bottom of the outer keli, and it's going to cause the chatzitza for both the inner and the outer. The Meiri quotes the Ga'onim, who say, "Im hoya kli hamunach b'sich kli acher, kavid kalitra harichitzitz af letruma." So, if it's reasonably heavy, it has the weight of a litra, then that is already considered to be heavy enough that even legabi truma we're going to be concerned for chatzitzis, and so on. The Rama in Reish Beis quotes a Mordechai, who says a similar thing, halach lamaisa, he says, if the inner kli is heavy, and it's munach in the outer one, loy tala letvila b'makam shemunach, it's no good. That's no good. Now, the Sfas Emes points out an interesting thing. The Sfas Emes says, when do we say it's no good? It's only in a situation where, let's say I've got two kelim. I'm in a rush, I don't have time to, you know, to take every single keli out. So I've got a few kelim, one inside the other. All of a sudden, you can buy pots. You know, you can have like three or four pots, one inside of the other. You just go and you take it and you put it in the mikveh as one. So says the Sfas Emes, when do we say that it's a problem? It's if you put the kelim into the mikveh as is. But if the inner keli, which albeit is a heavy keli, and it's heavy enough that it would pose a problem, but if you first wet the underside of it, even if you wet it in tap water, lav dafke in the main mikvah, so once it's wet, then we're not concerned if it goes in, because there's a din shekvar kodmei mayim. If the mayim was there beforehand, then that somehow creates a connection. It's only when you put it in as is, and then you put it down, then we say that the inner one causes the chatzitza. So says the Sfas Emes. There is another interesting Mardechai which the Paiskim quote, and that is, he says, in these types of cases, when you have a heavy keli inside, so you need to kind of, don't put it directly underneath, but like put it on an angle, on its side, and kind of move it around whilst it's inside the water to ensure that the mayim is going to go everywhere. What the place can say, the Taz says, that even though this Mardechai says, if you've got two kelim, one inside the other, yateyu al tzidoi yiskaudul heina vehena besei chakli bebar, move it around and about to ensure, says the Taz, but when it comes to an Adam who's tevel kli biyadov, I'm holding onto the kli in my hand, so do I look at my hand also like it's a kli b'sich kli type of situation? And say, if I'm holding the kli, well, that's a problem, because the place where I'm holding it is also an issue. Says the Taz, no. The Taz says, Adam tevel kli biyadov sagi b'zeh, it's sufficient that you wet your hands with mayim, as we mentioned, even mayim tlushim, which came from outside of the mikvah, and you hold the kli loosely. As long as you hold it loosely, you're not holding onto it very, very tight, within achiza, beninis, that is okay, and then there's no concern of chatzitza in such a case. So, that is another interesting din, which comes out of the halach lamais. Fine. So far, this was all the explanation of Reb Ilah. We said, what is pshat in the Chaymer Bakedesh of Matbin and Kinnabis of Kalim? It has to do with Chatzitza. Comes like Rava, and Rava says, about 6 lines in the bottom, on Chafal Fumid Beis, Rava Omar, Mid Seifa Havi Mishim Chatzitza, Reisha La Mishim Chatzitza. From the fact that case number 5 has to do with Chatzitza, it must be that Reisha is not because of Chatzitza. So what's pshat in the reisha? Why not allowed to be matpel kli b'sich kli? For reisha hainu taima gezeirish leyatpel machtin v'tzineiris bekli she'ein befiv kishvi feris hanoid. The concern is that if we allow you to be matpel kli b'sich kli, then you know what you might end up doing? You might have a bottle which has got a very, very narrow spout, and the spout is so narrow that it's not considered to be a proper chibor between the inside of the bottle and the main mikvah around it. But you didn't necessarily realize that. And you want a safe, secure place to put your needles and to be tabled your needles, that they're not going to get lost. So you stick them inside the spout, the narrow spout of this bottle. And you will think that you're able to matire them. And it's no good, because there is a minimum shear. There's a shear of kishviferis hanait, like the size of this, like a tube, like a spout. Let's just see the Rashi over here. The kli she'in mefiv kishviferis hanait, vahi lav tefilahi. That's not a tefila. She'in amayim anichnasam b'seichi chibur lemei hamikva. Not considered to be a chibur. V'lei tavlu hamachtin ele b'miut mayim shebekli. So that is the concern. Remember, bearing in mind like what we saw in Tesis at the beginning of the parak, Tesis says that in our case the concern is about some type of a drora to tuma ktas. We're concerned about some type of a chashash of tuma. Here we're saying that you might end up putting your machtin, your needles, inside, and that will not be a proper tefillah. So again, says Rava, with the seva mishim chatzitza reisha la mishim chatzitza v'reisha hainu taima gzeres shemar shalayat bel machtin betzineris beklishin befiv kishveferes hanoit. That is the concern. Utznan, and we learned eruv mikvois. If one wants to be ma'ariv mikvois, so what's the case? Rashi says mikvah chaser betzad mikvah sholim. You have one mikvah which has got arboim saw, and you've got a mikvah next to it which has got 20 saw. It's got 25 saw. It's a mikvah chasa. V'atzinur b'neyem ha-machabram. And you have a pipe between the two which connects. So, Erev mikvahis kishviferes hanoid. So if the opening is the size of a kishviferes hanoid, Rashi says kikone, like a reed, Shenesnin befi hanoid shalar, which you place inside the opening, the spout of like a leather flask, and so on. But that is, the opening is considered to be big enough. Like the thickness of it, Rashi says, it's two fingers which would be able to swivel around in the opening. That is considered to be a proper connection between the two mikvahs. And once a person has done that, then umatbilan, some add in the word bechaser, you can be matbil even in the bechaser mikvah, af kalim, and vahinami chashash tumadiraisi, and so on. That is a concern of tumadiraisi. So again, one more time. Rava says, what's pshat in the reisha? Why do we not want you to be matbil one kli instead of another kli? Because we're concerned that you might be matbil inside a very small area, a spout, which is very, very narrow. Just like if you have a mikvah, two mikvahs, one next to the other. One is mali and one is chaser. And you would like to kasher the one which is chaser. So you have to do what's known as hashaka. And you have the two bodies of water kissing one another, so to speak. They are going back to their place, meaning you're able to swivel around in all directions and so on. And that is the concern in case number one. Good. Now, says the Gemara, Savrala kihada amr of Nachman amr Rabba baravua. So it must be that Rava, who says that case number one has got nothing to do with Inyan and Chatzitza, it's just not simply not considered to be a chibur, but it's not mitzan Chatzitza. So Savrala kihada amr of Nachman amr Rabba baravua. Yud Aleph Miles Shanukan. There's 11 Miles. We don't put case number one and case number five together and say there's only 10 Miles. There are 11 Miles. Yud Aleph Miles Shanukan. Sheish Rishene is Bein Lekedesh, Bein Lechun Shana Saltar HaSakedesh. The first six apply not only to Kedesh, but even to Lechun Shana Saltar HaSakedesh. Chareine is Lekedesh, Avalei Lechun Shana Saltar HaSakedesh. Whereas the last five only apply to Kedesh, not to Chulin Shnasu Altar HaSakodesh.